careless, reckless driving. Sharing the road is important not only for your safety and the safety of others, it is the law. Aggressive driving. Aggressive driving is defined as any behind-the-wheel behavior that places others and/or property in danger through willful action without regard to safety. Aggressive versus reckless. Driving assertively to enter a freeway or changing lanes to protect yourself from another motorist encroaching on your lane is acceptable. But at what point does assertive driving become aggressive or reckless? The line is defined by your intent as a motorist. If a law enforcement officer notes your actions as endangering another person or property, including the other motorist's vehicle, you can be charged under Colorado's Reckless Driving Statute, 424-1401, and if convicted, up to 8 points can be assessed against your driving record. A single act, such as tailgating another driver, passing on the shoulder or running a red light could be seen by a law enforcement officer as aggressive if the officer believes the action is willful and places others in danger. A combination of acts, such as speeding, cutting off other vehicles, swerving toward another motorist, honking, flashing headlights, yelling and using inappropriate hand gestures can also be considered aggressive driving. Some acts, such as displaying a weapon at another motorist, bumping or ramming another vehicle or high-speed pursuit of a vehicle can result in criminal charges beyond a reckless driving charge. Protecting yourself from aggressive drivers. To protect yourself from an aggressive driver, don't engage with that driver. Don't attempt to match an aggressive act and avoid eye contact. Even if you've unintentionally made a mistake that made the other driver angry, back off, give way to the other driver and let the aggressive driver go. A few seconds engaged with an aggressive driver could change your life, or the lives of the loved ones riding with you, forever. Reporting aggressive drivers. Dial *CSP, *277, to report aggressive drivers. The Colorado State Patrol has set aside a special cell phone number for motorists and bicyclists to use in reporting aggressive drivers. The call will be handled by the state patrol trooper closest to the caller, or will be referred to a participating local law enforcement agency. There is no charge for the call. Could I become an aggressive driver? Anyone is capable of becoming an aggressive driver. Some drivers may be more likely to become aggressive. Here is a series of questions to determine whether you have a greater potential to become aggressive behind the wheel. Take a few minutes to ask yourself these questions, and be honest with yourself. Do you mentally condemn other drivers as incompetent or stupid? Make negative comments about other drivers to those riding with you? Close up space to stop other motorists from merging or changing lanes? Prevent another driver from passing? Tailgate a driver to get them to speed up or get out of your way? Angrily speed past another driver? Run a stop sign, red light, or other traffic control device out of frustration or anger? Honk or yell at someone to express your anger or frustration. Make an obscene gesture at another driver? Pursue another vehicle to express your anger? Deliberately bump or ram another vehicle? Exit your vehicle to teach the other driver a lesson through either a verbal exchange or physical confrontation. Think about physically attacking another driver? If you answered yes to any of these questions, even just a couple, you may be at risk to become an aggressive driver. Tips for not becoming an aggressive driver. Leave early for any trip. Too frequently, people don't allow enough time to get where they want on time. Play music that you like, but not so loud that you can't hear emergency vehicles. Keep cool. Don't transfer the anger you may feel from other situations into your driving. Let people merge, even if they've done something reckless. Why make their problem your problem? The drive test. You may or may not be able to schedule a drive test at a Colorado driver license office. As a result of the 2019-2020 COVID-19 pandemic, the DMV has ceased in-office drive tests. This is likely to change, and you are encouraged to visit the DMV website to see if we are currently offering drive tests. Drive tests may also be taken at state-approved, certified commercial driving schools. The DMV's website has a list of driver education schools that are certified as third-party testers. If you take the drive test at a driver license office, you must provide a legally licensed vehicle to use for the test. If you take the drive test at a state-approved certified commercial driving school, The school may provide a vehicle for you to drive to take the test, or it may require for you to provide a legally licensed vehicle to use for the test. If you provide the vehicle, you must show evidence of insurance and registration for that vehicle. Regardless of who provides the vehicle, the examiner will check the vehicle for safety, including brake lights, turn signals, seat belts, the windshield and tires. Examiners will also check whether the vehicle's doors and windows open from inside the automobile. For safety reasons, only the driver and the examiner are allowed in the vehicle during the test. The drive test measures your skill and knowledge of legal and safe driving practices. You will not be tricked or asked to do anything illegal. You may question the examiner before the test begins. After that, any unnecessary talking will only hamper the test. You will be scored during the entire test. The drive test will be administered using guidelines from the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, AAMVA. The skills measured will be an assessment of all three of the following categories. Perceptual. The ability to interpret the traffic environment in a way that permits proper vehicle operation. Perceptual motor. The ability to couple driving responses with traffic stimuli. See. Know what to do, and do it. Attention sharing. The ability to carry out two or more performances simultaneously. Steer, control speed and watch. Your driving test score will be based upon how well you perform the following maneuvers. Left and right turns. Stopping at intersections. Through intersections. Lane changes in traffic. General driving behavior. Merging into and leaving traffic. Specific maneuvers have grading factors that are associated with the performance requirements. These are lane selection. Enters, exits traffic from proper lane, approaches intersections in proper lane, ends maneuver in proper lane. Lane management. Remaining entirely within the turning lane, keeps both hands on the wheel, uses approved method of steering control, hand over hand or push-pull slide. Choose the correct portion of the lane for making your turn. When turning right, always turn right from the rightmost portion of your lane. When turning left, always turn left from the leftmost portion of your lane. After completing the turn ensures the vehicle is centered in the appropriate lane, finish of maneuver, starts, finishes turns in proper lane, does not encroach over lane markings or drag wheels over curbs. Signals. Activate signal continuously during not less than the last 100 feet traveled by the vehicle before turning in urban areas and 200 feet on all four-lane highways. When turning or making a lane change, cancel your signal within 3 seconds of completion of the maneuver. Speed control. Smooth deceleration, does not impede traffic, adjusts speed to react to traffic or conditions, maintains steady speed during lane change, approaches intersection at a speed which allows the turn to be made without stopping or braking during the turn. Stopping. Comes to a complete stop, no forward motion of the vehicle. Does not encroach over stop line, crosswalk, keeps vehicle wheels pointed straight ahead while stopped. Does not turn wheels until actually beginning to make the turn and maintains an adequate distance between vehicles. Rear wheels of the vehicle ahead of you should be visible. Acceleration. Accelerates smoothly without jerking. Doesn't lug engine, coast, impede traffic, clash gears or stall vehicle. Searching. Observes the traffic environment. Looks over shoulder before changing lanes. Uses mirrors. Scans for traffic when approaching an intersection. Looks left, right. Left prior to entering intersections, looks behind after each turn. General driving behavior. Steering, braking, acceleration, searching, lane usage, and obeying all traffic laws, signs and signals. If you fail the drive test, you must wait at least 1 day before another exam will be given. Emergencies. All drivers sooner or later will find themselves in an emergency situation. As careful as you are, there are situations that could cause you a problem. If you are prepared, you may be able to prevent any serious outcomes. Avoiding collisions. When it looks like a collision may happen, many drivers panic and fail to act. In some cases, they act, but do something that does not reduce the chance of the collision. There almost always is something you can do to avoid the crash, or reduce the results of the crash. In avoiding a collision, drivers have 3 options. Stop or slow down. Turn. Speed up. Stopping quickly. Most vehicles have anti-lock braking system, ABS, that will help you stop without skidding. Be sure to read the vehicle owner's manual on how to use the ABS. In general, if you need to stop quickly with ABS, press on the brake pedal as hard as you can and keep pressing on it. You might feel the brake pedal pushing back when the ABS is working. Do not let up on the brake pedal. The ABS system will only work with the brake pedal pushed down. Without ABS, you can cause the vehicle to go into a skid if you brake too hard. Apply the brakes as hard as you can without locking them. If the brakes lock up, you will feel the vehicle start to skid. Slightly let up on the brake pedal. As soon as the vehicle stops skidding, squeeze the brake pedal again. Keep doing this until the vehicle has stopped. Turning quickly. In most cases, you can turn the vehicle quicker than you can stop it. You should consider turning in order to avoid a collision. Make sure you have a good grip with both hands on the steering wheel. Once you have turned away or changed lanes, you must be ready to keep the vehicle under control. Some drivers steer away from one collision only to end up in another. Always steer in the direction you want the vehicle to go. With ABS. One aspect of having ABS is that you can turn your vehicle while braking without skidding. This is very helpful if you must turn and stop or slow down. Without ABS. If you do not have ABS, you must use a different procedure to turn quickly. Step on the brake pedal, but then let up and turn the steering wheel. Braking will slow the vehicle some, the brake should be released before making an evasive turn. Do not lock up the front wheels while braking or turn so sharply that the vehicle can only plow ahead. Another consideration is that generally it is better to run off the road than to crash head on into another vehicle. Speeding up. Sometimes it is best or necessary to speed up to avoid a collision. This may happen when another vehicle is about to hit you from the side or from behind and there is room to the front of you to get out of danger. Be sure to slow down once the danger has passed. Vehicle emergencies. There is always a chance of a vehicle problem while driving. You should follow the recommended maintenance schedule listed in the vehicle owner's manual. Following these preventive measures greatly reduces the chance your vehicle will have a problem. The following section notes some possible vehicle failures and what you can do if they happen. Brake failure. Pump the brake pedal several times. This will often build up enough brake pressure to allow you to stop. If that does not work, use the parking brake. Pull on the parking brake handle slowly so you will not lock the rear wheels and cause a skid. Be ready to release the brake if the vehicle starts to skid. If that does not work, shift to lower gears and look for a safe place to slow to a stop. Make sure the car is off the roadway. Don't drive the vehicle without brakes. Tire blowout. Hold the steering wheel tightly and keep the vehicle going straight. Slow gradually. Take your foot off the gas pedal and use the brakes lightly. Do not stop on the road if at all possible. Pull off the road in a safe place. Power failure. Keep a strong grip on the steering wheel. Be aware that the steering may be difficult to turn, but you can turn it. Pull off the roadway. The brakes will still work, but you may have to push very hard on the brake pedal. Headlight failure. Try the headlight switch a few times. If that does not work, put on the emergency flashers, turn signals or fog lights, if you have them. Pull off the road as soon as possible. Jammed gas pedal. Keep your eyes on the road. Quickly shift to neutral. Pull off the road when safe to do so. Turn off the engine. Driving off the pavement. If your right wheels run off the pavement edge, do not use your brakes. Do not pull sharply back onto the pavement. Take your foot off the accelerator, steer straight ahead, straddling the pavement edge, until the car has almost stopped. Then turn and guide your car back onto the road. Animals. There may be occasions when an animal suddenly runs in front of your vehicle. Small animals such as rabbits, dogs or cats seldom cause severe property damage to vehicles, but present a hazard if a motorist takes evasive action that results in losing control of the vehicle. Big game animals, mostly deer, are large enough to cause damage to a motor vehicle. However, the size of these animals may cause the motorist to take drastic evasive action to prevent a collision. This may result in a more serious crash than if the vehicle collided with the animal. Regretfully, the safest alternative may be hitting the animal. Concentrate on retaining control of the vehicle before, during, and after the collision with the animal. About 90% of deer vehicle crashes occur between dusk and dawn throughout the year. Big game animals can appear in metropolitan areas as well as both rural and mountainous regions. If there are animals near the roadway, slow down and proceed with extreme caution. Crashes. In the event of a crash, you should stop immediately. Check for injuries and, where practical, render reasonable assistance. Call the police and emergency personnel. Exchange name, address, phone numbers, registration and insurance information. If under accident alert status, if alcohol and drugs are not involved, there are no injuries and all vehicles are still drivable, exchange name, address, phone numbers, registration and insurance information. You must file an accident report with the police within 24 hours. If an accident involves a parked car and you cannot find the owner, call the police and leave a note in a place that the owner of the car can find it. Move it law. State law requires motorists involved in a minor accident on a divided highway to move their vehicles off the highway when the vehicle is drivable. No drugs or alcohol are involved and there are no injuries. Once at a safe location, drivers can notify law enforcement and exchange information. Police and insurance companies will not penalize you for moving your car off the road. Move over law. When you see stopped emergency vehicles on highways with activated blue or red lights in an adjacent lane, you must move over one lane, if you can do so safely. If it is not safe or you are traveling on a road that is one lane in each direction, you must slow down. Colorado's Move Over Law protects law enforcement, fire, maintenance, other emergency personnel, tow truck drivers, and you. First aid. Good Samaritan laws were developed to encourage people to help others in emergency situations. They require that the Good Samaritan use common sense and a reasonable level of skill, not to exceed the scope of the individual's training in emergency situations. They assume each person would do best to save a life or prevent further injury. When you respond to an emergency and act as a reasonable and prudent person would under the same conditions, Good Samaritan immunity generally prevails. This legal immunity protects you, as a rescuer, from being sued and found financially responsible for the victim's injury. For example, a reasonable and prudent person would move a victim only if the victim's life was endangered. Ask a conscious victim for permission before giving care. Check the victim for life-threatening emergencies before providing further care. Summon professional help to the scene by calling the local emergency number or the operator. Continue to provide care until more highly trained personnel arrive.